Where can I stand to see the divine in this?
Yeah.
Was that yours? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, where can I stand to see the divine in this? And he's been using that quite often.
Yeah.
And it's really good. I like it.
Yeah. Well, that comes back to that whole conversation we had before about if our curiosity when we came in, for want of a better word, was about oneness, then we would seek to understand the perspectives of truth that exist on the planet. So where can I stand in order to see the divine in this is the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if that person's behavior didn't have to abide by my rules according to what I know, which they obviously don't know, then how could I see the divine in that? How could I understand where they're coming from as an equal to me? How could I understand that all of their behavior is based on what they know?
Yeah.
You know, on what is true for them, on what they came here to do, on the situations that they have been in. You know, no one has ever made a decision that didn't make sense to them.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No. Doesn't mean we have to like it. Doesn't mean we have to allow it. It just means in order to become aware of our own bias, we can ask those questions. Because if you want to meet, you know, which is kind of the tangle of the How to Be Medicine story. If you want somebody to be the way you want them to be, if you don't want them to take drugs or sell drugs, if you don't want them to beat their wife or their children, if you don't want them to do these things, they have to trust you.
Yeah, yes. Right?
So first, the first thing you have to do is to stop seeing them as a bad person. You need to start understanding them as equal to you. You have to start understanding them as divine. You have to start understanding that every decision they have made is for the same reason that you have made your decisions.
Yeah.
And if you can meet them in that place and wait for them to be willing to meet you in that place, then that really is the beginning of whatever it is that you're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that's a big step away from what is generally the conversation on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, because it means that you have to, in a sense, let go of your need for them to change.
Correct.
Really is what it comes down to, which comes down to trusting that they are doing exactly what they need to be doing, which does not mean that they have a pass on whatever's occurring. It just means if you want to see them as equals, then we all have to be divine. I mean, there's just no way around that stuff. And I know people say, oh, but then what changes? You'll never stop people from beating their children if you see them as equal. It's like, well, actually, that's not true. Because if you have a look at the Roots of Empathy program, that's proof, that's evidence in the field, actual stuff that's happening in the world, that if you meet someone where they are as an equal, everything changes. Because why are they beating their children? It isn't because they want to beat their children. There's something else going on. What is the something else that's going on? You know, if you can meet them and support them in the something else that's going on instead of looking at them and vindicating them for beating their children. Because the more you go into that point, you're never going to kind of open the conversation to anything else.
Yes.
If that's where the focus is.
Yes.
If someone is doing something that you don't approve of, look at all of the reasons that that's going on for them and understand that all of the choices that they are making are for a reason. Find out what that reason is. Meet them in the reasonableness of their behavior, not in the pathology of their behavior. You know, because if you meet someone and you talk to them and they tell you something, you know, like, I used to be a drug addict, and you sit there and go, yeah, and as if it's no big deal, because it's not.
Yeah.
They'll tell you something else. People will try and convince you of why you should reject them, of why you should hate them, of why you should be opposed to what they're doing. They'll try and shock you.
Yeah. Yes.
And the more that you just trust them, the more that you just say, yes, and did you want to talk about that? It must be relevant. You kind of brought it up. If you don't have a reaction to that because you love and trust them and you understand the reasonableness, they just keep talking and eventually they get to the other thing.
Right.
And if you can be with them in the other thing, which they're protecting from the world, you know, then something happens for them. I don't know, you know, I'm not into the do X to get Y thing, so I'm not going to promise that all of that will occur, but in the nature of how we've set up the world, this option isn't available to us. We have pathology, we have social control, we have education, we have reward and punishment. We don't have this. We don't have meet people in their reasonableness and allow them to confess and keep loving them and keep loving them and keep accepting their reasonableness until they get to the other thing.
Yeah.
And then be with them there.
Yeah.
That's what I want How to Be Medicine to be.